Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, I'm not sure if I'm on. Am I on?
You're on, and that wasn't okay. Supposed to play.
That's okay, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Hello, everybody. We are starting off a brand new Anything But Ordinary's drama-free zone tonight, and we have a brand new producer, and we're getting the kinks out. It'll all be great and fine. And my name is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you all to Anything But Ordinary. Do we have Rebecca on the line, Jimmy?
What's Rebecca's number?
Hold on one moment. I gave you all the
names. All I see is numbers.
Go ahead.
There's a bunch of them.
Put them all on. Put them all on, Jimmy. We'll figure it all out. It's cool.
Okay. Here they come.
Thank you.
Everybody's
on. Do we have Rebecca on?
Yes. Rebecca. I haven't.
Hey. How are you doing, beautiful? Welcome. How are you doing out on the East Coast? I guess we have a really bad connection. I got a lot of back speed. Try it for you. There, I can barely hear you, Rebecca. Try it again. Oh, babe, I can't hear you. Let's go ahead and we'll try that again another time. Again, this is our first show.
Maria?
Yeah, there you are. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm here. I'm great. I'm so happy. Good evening, everyone. How are you all doing?
We're doing really, really well. Tell us about the exciting news, as Rebecca Lama Limited is our new sponsor for Anything But Ordinary. Tell us what's going on the East Coast.
Well, we're hopping on the East Coast, and we're so hopping that I have a great surprise for you. So,
Tell me.
I've got great news. I'm sitting here for probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the most amazing people in the music industry, and we're going to go on air with you. I've got the band Magnolia, and they want to say hi this evening. So, I'm going to stick us on speaker. We were here in Virginia Beach this evening. What a great concert they had. They are getting ready to go on tour with Reba McEntire, and they're just amazing. Their new song out right now called Bulletproof is just, I think, going to be a hit. And everybody's going to love it. So I'm going to stick it on speaker, and everybody's going to say hi. So is that, are you cool with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We got about 2 minutes, and I want to say hello to everybody in Still Magnolias. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Okay, so here I have the band Still Magnolia. They are an amazing band. The guys are terrific. I've spent a couple days with them. Love Megan. She is a fashion queen. She's beautiful. And she is just, not only is she beautiful, but her inside is just golden. You know how we are about golden women and their souls,
right,
and what they're doing in this world. And her lovely soulmate is just amazing too. Handsome at 62. And then the whole band is like totally terrific. So I'm gonna stick us on speakerphone, and actually I'm gonna introduce Josh right now, and he is the lead singer in Steel Magnolia. So here I'm gonna
okay.
Get him and let him talk to you. Love to see you, Princess. I can't wait to see you in October.
Okay.
Okay. Love to see you, Princess. Bye. Here he is.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello. Hello.
Well, welcome. I really want to thank you for everything that you're doing for Rebecca Lawler Limited and the Hearts of Hope Foundation with your new adventure with Reba McEntire. Why don't you share a little bit about what Steel Magnolias is all about?
Well, we're a male-female duo, and we're just doing a tour on a PC.
You know what? Can we get you off of speaker and speak into the phone?
We are a male-female duo, and we'll be going on tour with Reba this fall, and really excited about it to get out and make new fans and come into new areas around the country, you know, make a new fan. So it's really exciting. And yeah, Rebecca's great and everything that she's doing, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Oh, good. Well, again, thank you so much, because Rebecca is near and dear to my heart, and I understand that you guys have the Black Heart and you're going to be promoting it with the tour. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Megan will be wearing it, and I think she's coming up with some other designs for men's jewelry and everything like that we're going to be a part of and be supporting, and it's a great partnership, and everything's going really cool, really great, and it's going to be a great tour, so we're really excited.
Again, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and tell Rebecca thank you so much for allowing you guys to come on, and we're going to get going. And so, but thanks, Rebecca, for us, and we're really excited about you coming on board.
Thank you so much, Maggie. Hello, too. Hey, and I want to talk to our keyboard player in the band right here. He's really good guy. His name's Jared. Here he is.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing really good. We got about one more minute. How are you guys doing out there?
Great. We've had a great year this year so far. Looking forward to what's coming up next in the fall with Reba and working with Rebecca and everything that's going on. It's amazing.
Well, great. Again, thank you guys so much, and thank you for taking the time to spend this little bit of time with us on the air.
Of course. We appreciate you guys letting us do this. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we will talk to you guys soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Take care. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. That was Rebecca Lawler, and she is our number one sponsor here, Rebecca Lawler Limited. And so I just want to say thank you for her for being there. And okay.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be on tonight. Love to see you all. Well, I can't wait to see you next Tuesday night. And live and breathe and believe until then. Much love to everyone. Okay.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Take care. All right. Night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, without Rebecca Lawler Limited and everything that she's doing with the Hearts of Hope Foundation, we wouldn't be able to do the show tonight. And that was kind of a surprise. And, again, that's kind of exciting. But, really, tonight is a really I'm excited about the show. And I want to introduce real quick to you my host for tonight, Miss Magdalena Gomez. Are you here with us, Magdalena?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well
a little
tonight.
Bit there.
Well, that's exciting. That was exciting.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I'm excited for everything that's happening with Rebecca, but I'm even more excited about introducing you. So real quick, I want you to share with our audience who you are.
Well, my name is Magdalena Gomez, and I was born in Los Angeles, and I come from a Hispanic background myself. My family is from Nicaragua, and I am first generation here. And, you know, things I love, you know, in life, I enjoy being out in nature, I enjoy eating, I have a very diverse cultural palate, and I love working out, so those are a few things about me, and I'm 37 years old and single, but dating. I'm in a committed relationship.
Very good.
And so I basically, you know, I want to share about what, you know, we're going to be talking about. You know, this week we'll start observing the National Hispanic Heritage Month, and it starts September 15th through October 15th. and we'll be celebrating the history, cultures, and contributions of American citizens whose ancestors came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, Central and South America.
Very good. Thank you so much, Magdalena. And tonight our guest is really very special to me, and I've asked her to come on this evening to truly explain what growing up Americano truly means. And as a 15th generation New Mexican born in Albuquerque, Helen Rail Giddens moved with her family to California, settling in central San Joaquin Valley, where she believed her Chicana roots began. In 1988, Helen founded the National Hispanic Hall of Fame to promote cultural awareness and the educational values that Latino leaders have exemplified in their life's work. She believes that building bridges through cultural arts is an important way of appreciating the value of people and recreating their history for better understanding.
Living in Fresno, California, Helen is a member of the Museum of Tolerance in Los Angeles, the Fresno Metropolitan Museum, the Fresno Arts Center, the Fresno African American Museum, and Arte Americas, the Latino Cultural Center in Fresno, where Helen works as a volunteer and assists with research, programming, funding, and exhibits. Fresno is located in the center of San Joaquin Valley of Central California, and the name Fresno derives from the type of tree early explorers found in the area. Fresno means ash tree in Spanish.
That's pretty cool, isn't it, Magdalena? I'm also really...
I learned something new today.
Yeah, you learned something new, and you speak the language. I'm also proud to say Helen Rail Giddens is my aunt, and I am blessed to have been... I've been blessed to have the opportunity to grow up in Americano in a family that is as amazing as the snippet that I'm going to be sharing with you this evening. And with that, Auntie Helen, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you, Peaches? We call her Peaches, not Maria. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I figured out that you would call me Peaches instead of Maria, but that's okay. But I've got a question for you. First, thank you so much for being on tonight. And right now, I have a really important question. Why is it important to celebrate Hispanic heritage?
Well, to start, there are approximately 15.5 million people living in the United States who are of Hispanic or Latino origin. That's 16% of the population. We have become the majority minority, and the Hispanic world as we know it has been in this country since before the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, during America's fight for independence from the Brits, Spain for 5 years sent supplies and money to help America succeed. This, mind you, was when the entire Southwest had already been invaded and conquered for the Spanish crown. The essential funds that were collected to ensure victory for America were taken from people who were already living in the present states of Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas, Spanish-speaking states that were still a part of Mexico. And being that we learned history from a European perspective, many of us growing up and learning U.S. history were not presented with these Hispanic facts.
Right.
Please note, Spain's expansion and colonization was driven by economic influences, a yearning to improve their status in Europe, and a desire to spread Catholicism into the New World. This expansion lasted over 400 years. From Christopher Columbus in 1492 to the Spanish-American War of 1898.
Mm-hmm.
So with this in mind, since its beginning, Hispanics from all over the Southwest contributed to the formation of this country. And you mentioned me being, or our family being from Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in what is now New Mexico, Albuquerque, since 1598. Can you imagine? 1598. America did not become America did not become the country as we know it until 1776.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Fe is the capital of New Mexico, and it holds the title of being the oldest capital city in North America and also the oldest European city west of the Mississippi. The oldest public building in the United States of America is the Palace of Governors in Santa Fe. And the nation's oldest community celebration is the Santa Fe Fiesta, which was established in 1712 and marks the Spanish reconquest of New Mexico in 1692. Therefore, throughout... Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
Therefore, throughout its history, Santa Fe has been the capital for the Spanish Kingdom of New Mexico, the Mexican province of Nuevo Mexico, an American territory of New Mexico that included Arizona, and, since 1912, the state of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of how we got there and the exploration of the Southwest was made easier due to the pathways that had already been created by Native Americans. Contributions by Native Americans and indigenous people from the entire American continent and those of Hispanics and Latinos, all children of the conquest, have clearly been left out of textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Contributions that include architecture, law, religion, art, music and theater, education, math and science, agriculture and technology, plus our real varied cuisine. In 1883, Walt Whitman, the timeless American writer, wrote some remarks about the Spanish presence in America. He stated, "We tactlessly abandon ourselves to the notion that our United States have been fashioned from the British Islands only, and essentially from a second England only, which is a great mistake. Spanish character will supply some of the most needed parts. No stock shows a grander historic retrospect, grander in religiousness and loyalty, or for patriotism, courage, decorum, gravity, and honor. As to the Spanish stock in the Southwest, it is certain to me that we do not begin to appreciate its splendor and sterling value. And that is why it is important to pay tribute to our heritage."
I'm really blessed that we grew up in such a diverse neighborhood, being in California, and also in our culture, with growing up with Grandma and Grandpa and you, and all the rich culture. Let me ask you this. Why do you say Hispanic or Latino?
Because it is an accepted term. However,
Okay. Today,
as I have become more aware and conscious of our diversity, I like using the word Americano versus Hispanic or Latino.
Okay, why? Why is that? Because there's a lot of people out there that don't understand the difference between being a Hispanic or being a Latina or a Latino or being a Chicano or being a Mexicano or being an Americano. So,
Americano for me describes the many people of our diverse population.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the Americas, or what is also known as the New World. The New World was conquered by the Spanish, who forcibly converted the people to Christianity and gave them Spanish surnames. The Old World method during the conquest was pretty powerful. It was convert or die. So people quickly learned to genuflect to live and gave up their identities and accepted their new Spanish names and new religion. So getting back to Hispanics or Latinos, in the beginning, when our own family arrived in California from New Mexico, our identity was that of an Hispano. It was appropriate because that is how we described ourselves in New Mexico, Hispanos.
Okay.
The meaning of Hispano in the Dictionary of New Mexico and Southern Colorado Spanish, written by Rubén Cobos, defines Hispano as a person of Spanish or Indo-Hispanic descent native to the American Southwest. Therefore, as an Hispano now living in California, the term is no longer appropriate for our family, and Latino is also incorrect since it describes those who are Spanish-speaking. Each term, Hispanic and Latino, discounts the many indigenous people who do not speak Spanish and who are a vital component of our mestizaje, blending of peoples, These indigenous people are in danger of extinction and disintegration, and it is distressing to know that they have been made invisible by this grouping. And I will describe what Mestizaje means.
Yeah, please do, because I have no idea what that means. When you say the blending of races, what we came here, you know, through Mexico up into New Mexico, explain to me what that means.
Mestizaje basically means the children of the conquest. The blending of European and Indian blood, which brought about the new colonial society of New Spain and Mexico. As a matter of fact, it was Isabel Moctezuma, the eldest daughter of the Aztec emperor Moctezuma II, who helped create the Mestizaje. Isabel had an illegitimate daughter with Hernan Cortez, the conqueror of the city and empire of Tenochtitlan, now Mexico City. Their daughter was named Leonor. Later, the explorer, founder, and first governor of New Mexico, Juan de Oñate Salazar, married Isabel de Tolosa Cortez Moctezuma, the granddaughter of Hernan Cortez and the great-granddaughter of the Aztec emperor Moctezuma II.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when the Spaniards brought Africans into all of the Americas, they too became part of the Mestizaje, the blending of peoples. Bottom line, men came to the New World without women and took indigenous women as concubines or wives. This pairing gave birth to the mestizo people, the Mestizaje. So, as children of conquest, we are still torn between pride in our Spanish heritage and outraged at the treatment of our indigenous ancestors. We are the inheritors not only of the pain and betrayal, but also of the achievements which changed the ethnic composition, diets, and health of the world forever. Therefore, it is vitally important to include all of the components that make up our ethnic composition and to honor our three roots, European, African, and Indigenous.
Okay.
As Hispanic... Pardon me?
We have about 6 minutes left, just so you know, and I know there's a couple questions.
I would like to continue. As Hispanics of the United States, many of us speak Spanish and English. We salute only the Stars and Stripes and get a big knot in our throats when we hear the Star Spangled Banner. However, we also feel tremendous passion and compassion for all the fundamental pieces of our mixed composition, which includes respect for the rights and autonomy of all the indigenous people of this continent. So what is the answer?
Yeah.
There is no clear answer. However, as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, and if we must have a term for the U.S. Census Bureau to identify us, we might consider the term that embraces all of us, Spaniards, Hispanicized Africans, and Asians, indigenous people, mestizos and mulattos. If it's a question of race and recognition and contribution, then celebrating the Americano heritage rings quite well.
Maria, we have a caller.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Caller?
Do we know who the caller is?
We have their number, 757-something.
Well, I'll continue until the caller comes online.
Maria, it's Rebecca. It's me. I'm back on.
Okay, babe. Hold on 1 second. We are almost done, and then we'll put you back on. I know. Do you have an answer for my or a question for my aunt right now? I can't. I'm sorry about that. Jimmy, go ahead and put Rebecca off because I can't hear the rest, and we'll get Rebecca back on in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll continue. I do want to describe Americano. I mean, I do. Because I think it's important that we know this. Being that we are outside of, well, let's say when we are outside of the United States, let's say Mexico, Central America, and South America, Europe, et cetera, we identify ourselves as Americans, meaning from the United States. And when we are in Mexico, Central or South America, they say they are from Las Americas and have stated, todos somos americanos, meaning they are from the Americas and we are all Americans. From the southernmost part of Argentina to the northern border of Canada and all in between is the American continent, North America, Central America, and South America. Therefore, I feel very comfortable using the term Americano to describe people who are Hispanic, Latino, or American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we know we now have our own children who are still marrying out, meaning pairing up interracially and interethnically.
Mm-hmm.
Things change. Names change. Borders change. People have always sought to better their lives by seeking another better place for themselves and to raise their children. Hopefully one day in this continent we will see each other as one big racial mixture, one without borders and boundaries of prejudice. We can all be called Americanos. After all, this continent started out as a brown continent, and it is slowly becoming what it originally was. I think the basic answer to all of this is getting rid of fear. It is the biggest stumbling block. The United States of America and some of its people need to get over the fact that America has never been a totally white society, a ruling society, but not a totally white one. Realizing that it's okay to be Native American, it's okay to be of African origin, it's okay to be Asian, it's okay to be an Indian from India, and so on. And it will be okay when this country comes to terms with its ethnic diversity and embraces all and it honors all people. How much time do we have?
No, we're almost done with time.
Okay,
so
well, I just want to end with
3 minutes.
I'll end with this.
Okay.
It is time for us to honor all life and all people. My daddy, your grandfather, Ricardo Mora Rael, once said, "We're going to be dead a long time, and this is our only moment to do something good for ourselves, our family, and our community." Thanks, Peaches.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your knowledge, Auntie Helen. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for taking the time.
All right. Well, carry on and have a nice evening.
Okay. Thank you.
Jimmy, bye-bye.
Is Rebecca still there?
Rebecca has been dropped.
Okay. Magdalena, are you still there?
I'm still here. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this experience. And I can say I am Latino, I am mestizo, I am everything Americano. I'm a mixture.
Isn't that great? Because did you understand everything she was talking about?
In a sense, I understood the mestizo part of it because, you know, as far as Nicaraguans in my culture, it is, you know, the natives that were intermarried with the Spaniards that came and, you know, try to, you know, conquer what was there. So I understood that much, you know, and, you know, I've heard of the others, but I think everyone identifies, you know, culturally within, you know, the people from Spain, the people from Central and South America, they all call themselves a certain thing, but, you know, living, knowing that we live in America, I guess I can say I am Americano.
Yeah, isn't that pretty cool? Real quick, before you go and hang up, I want to also really say thank you so much because we're going to be doing the Crime Survivors Health and Safety Expo, the 5K. And I just, do you want to say anything about that before we hang up?
Well, I think for me, I was part of the event last year, and to be part of it again, being a crime survivor myself, I mean, it is a 5K that supports those who have been crime survivors, both mentally, physically, financially, in all ways, let them know that they have the support, and I'm just grateful to be part of it and to lend support to others.
Great. Well, again, I cannot wait to partner up with you. We got about 30 seconds left. And again, Magdalena, thank you for all of your support. And thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. It was a little bit different. But next week we're going to be starting with Change, and I'm going to introduce you to our whole new team. Jimmy James is our producer. Rebecca Lawler will be back as our co-host, and we will have Coretta in our chat room next week. And hopefully all of our kinks will be ironed out. So, again, thank you so much, and we will see you next week on Anything But Ordinary Radio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's the wrap-up for tonight's show. Jimmy James signing out.